720 WGN. Big ruling from the Supreme Court this week, especially for our U.S. veterans. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 on Tuesday in favor of decorated Army veteran James Rudisell. It's the case that questioned whether the federal government could limit college money for vets who had earned benefits under more than one version of the GI Bill. He was represented by a team here in Chicago. Misha Saitlin is with us, and Misha's an attorney at Troutman Pepper. This is a huge win for you guys, isn't it?
Well, thank you so much for having me back on. Yeah, this was a really gratifying victory. You know, our case involved, as you mentioned, how many education benefits veterans, especially that served a long time in the military, were entitled to. The U.S. Supreme Court, by a 7-2 vote, ruled in our favor. Was a complete win, and this should lead to, more than a million veterans getting substantially more education benefits worth in the billions of dollars.
The only two people who dissented were Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, but it doesn't make any difference because you got what you wanted. And so, what does this mean for other vets, Misha?
It means that if you served two 36-month periods, including one after the September 11th attacks, you're entitled to 48 months of total benefits, including 36 months of those generous post 9/11 benefits. So those have been called properly life-changing benefits. They give veterans a full ride to college or graduate school. They're truly life-changing.
And former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, he's a Vietnam vet and a Republican U.S. senator, and he actually helped pass this through Congress in 2008, and he said it was meant to help vets, not limit them. And I want you to share James' story with everyone, because maybe people didn't hear us when we had a conversation back in November. So share his story and why this particular case made it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, he served in Iraq, he served in Vietnam, served heroically, highly decorated, and when he was done with his active duty service, he wanted to go to Yale Divinity School to become a chaplain to help others who are serving carry on their faith while in service. Remarkably, the VA told him he didn't have any sufficient education benefits left to go to Yale Divinity School, so he missed his chance to go to Yale Divinity School and to be a chaplain. But he still wanted to use those education benefits for other education, and more importantly, to obtain a ruling that what happened to him couldn't happen to other long-serving veterans. So he fought this fight for 8 years, and he won completely. Contrary, the submission that he made to the VA 8 years ago, you kind of read it, and you see now at the U.S. Supreme Court, 7-2, the U.S. Supreme Court is saying the same thing he was saying to the VA 8 years ago when the VA bureaucrats wouldn't listen.
And writing for the majority in the Supreme Court ruling, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said that he should have been able to use all 48 months of college benefits that he'd earned, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was gratifying to see the broad majority of justices that joined Justice Jackson. A lot of times you hear in the press about how the U.S. Supreme Court's divided along ideological lines, but both at oral argument and most importantly in the decision, Justice Jackson was joined completely by Justice Gorsuch, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Barrett, Justice Kagan, Justice Roberts, and Justice Sotomayor. So it was a very broad consensus, at least a 7-2 ruling in favor of the position that the veterans have been calling for quite a while.
And this case, I mean, the people that supported James were the American Legion, the VFW, people in Congress, members of the House Armed Services Committee. Heck, the Attorney General Kwame Raoul of Illinois, and like 38 other attorneys general. It just seemed like a silly thing to have to go to the Supreme Court when so many people knew that his case should have been taken care of, that this is how vets in this country should be treated.
Yeah, no, it was really an unfortunate example of bureaucracy run wild. Some bureaucrat in the Veterans Administration 10 years ago or whatever decided that veterans who served a long time aren't entitled to these benefits. And rather than conceding that my client was right, the VA bureaucracy fought him for eight years, and it took the U.S. Supreme Court to finally vindicate him when, as you said, you know, those across the political spectrum, those who wrote the post 9/11 GI Bill, all said that he was right the whole time, but the VA kept being stubborn fighting, so we had to take him to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Any chance you're going to be representing any other veterans about VA issues? Because there tends to be a lot of them.
Yeah, no, obviously doing a case like this is quite high profile. You get a lot of outreach from our fighting men and women who, a lot of them have other stories of the VA bureaucracy being abusive. You know, my firm, Troutman Pepper, is very proud of its pro bono service to veterans. We do a lot of pro bono work on behalf of veterans. You know, when you have a case like this, it goes to U.S. Supreme Court. You know, you get written up in the paper. You come on, you know, radio shows like yours. But there is kind of more day-to-day work to help veterans who are being ill-treated by the VA bureaucracy that my firm regularly does on a pro bono basis. And we look forward to doing even more of that, given the additional profile that this case has helped us achieve.
We really appreciate what you do, and thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the Supreme Court win.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your interest in this case.
Always. Misha Saitlin is an attorney at Troutman Pepper. All right, newsroom temperature check coming up next. First, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.